Welcome to the Light Post Podcast, where we use God's Word to bring light to matters that affect believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am Minister Joseph Parker, and I am grateful for this opportunity to encourage you in your walk of faith. Do you remember when you were a child? Do you remember things you struggled to do? Do you remember fearing things you no longer fear? Do you remember doing things you no longer do? What changed? To put it simply, you matured. Today, I want to talk about maturity for the child of God. Let's understand how we as believers can grow strong in the Lord. The Christian's walk of faith is progressive. It takes time and it requires effort. Spiritual growth is not automatic. Listen to what it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 13. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. This scripture was given to believers in one of the early churches in a place called Philippi. The encouragement given by the Apostle Paul is applicable to modern-day followers of Christ. Let us break it down so we can understand, so we can better understand growing in the Lord. Because you have been redeemed, seek to effectively live out your faith in reverence to God. It pleases Him to work through Christians. That's those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand something. The extent that God works in you is in accordance to how much you grow. If you want to grow strong in the Lord, growth has to be cultivated. The Lord teaches us how to grow through a parable in Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 9. Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lakeshore. A very large crowd soon gathered around Him, so He got into a boat. Then He sat in the boat, while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across the field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly, because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then He said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Now, what does farming have to do with growing strong in the Lord? We will find out when the Lord explains the parable's symbolism in the following verses. Listen carefully to understand how this relates to spiritual growth. In Mark chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 20. Then Jesus said to them, if you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables? The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things. So no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. From the Lord's words, we learn the essential element for spiritual growth is God's word. Let me say that one more time. From the Lord's words, we learn the essential element for spiritual growth is God's word. It starts with giving the word of God your attention, but it does not end there. It must be known and applied. Listen to what it says in James chapter 1, verse 12 to verse 15. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Follower Christ, do you want to grow strong in the Lord? Do you want to receive God's best? Do you want to advance? Take heed to the word of God. Let me give you a simple equation for you to grow strong in the Lord. Hearing the word plus applying the word equals spiritual growth. Every believer must do this, but it can be very, very challenging. Jesus tells us that there are things that interfere with spiritual growth. Interference can come from the devil, tribulation, worldly concerns, troubles, distractions, and other desires that can get in the way. Understand the challenges so you can break through and achieve further growth. At this point, I have some practical steps to aid you. They come from God's word, and they give you concrete ways to foster your spiritual growth. First practical step for growth. Discipline yourself to see the scriptures as essential for you as food is for the body. We all like to eat. We have to eat. You take in food to sustain your natural body. Every day, choose taking God's word for your spiritual body. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3, so get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babes, you must crave pure, spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. Second practical step for growth. Avoid ungodly influences, but give continuous thought to what it says in God's word. The corrupt influences in this world are pervasive, and they can stifle spiritual maturity. This world is fallen. Sin is a common thing. It's encouraged in our world, but we are called to a higher standard of living. So it's important that we are careful of what speaks to us on a regular basis. Because what enters through the eyes, through the ears, through the ear gate, the eye gate, they can get into the heart. And you know what it says in Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we must, it is our responsibility, it is our charge from God to take heed to what we let in us, what we allow to get in us. Those influences, we need to avoid them. It's our responsibility. God will make us do it. It's a choice we have to make on a regular basis. And instead, replace that ungodly influence with God's influence. Let that increase in increasing measure. The devil would love for followers of Christ to stagnate and be weak. Therefore, you must be careful of what you hear, but let the word of God permeate your mind. God tells us this in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Third practical step for growth. Yield yourself in service to God. As believers, as followers of Christ, as children of God, continually take advantage of opportunities to serve God. When you put in practice what you learn from God's word, it allows you to exercise your faith and grow. One of the most conducive environments to do this is the church. This is one of the best places. The church is the body of Christ. This is, you could actually say the church is like the greenhouse for growth. Like there's a green, you know, the greenhouses are used as the closed-in environment to help bring forth plants. Well, the church is like that for believers. It's not the only place. It's one of the best places, though, for us to help us realize what our spiritual gifts are and to put those to use. And also, it's the place where we can get sustained further in the word. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Your spiritual growth is a continual process, so stay engaged in it. It takes time and effort, and it is worth it. Often, and this is a great tragedy in the world we live in, for the body of Christ, for believers, or for Christians, it is a great tragedy that often many fail to see what God intends for them because they never grow into the position God wants them to be. But I hope that's not the case for you nor myself. Keep moving forward and let nothing hold you back. Prioritize God's word like it is natural food. You know, you start your day off with, you know, oatmeal, cereal, maybe pancakes or waffles. Well, do that as well for you spiritually. You know, have that spiritual breakfast. Have that spiritual lunch. Have that spiritual dinner. Make it a priority at least three times a day of getting some time in the word. Maybe it's not prolonged study, but just continue to subject God's influence with the word on a regular basis. And I promise this to you, that you will have that appetite. That appetite will grow. That'll be just like how it is when you want to feed your body. Like you want that pizza or you want that cake. God's word can be like that for you as well. It's important. Prioritize God's word like it is natural food. Avoid ungodly influences, but give much thought to what it says in God's word. Stay away from bad company. And bad company is just not the people you can talk around that are not believers. That also includes the things you look at. It could be corrupt content. Be careful. And this applies to anything that could lead you astray. Let God's Holy Spirit guide you. Avoid ungodly influences, but give much thought to what it says in God's word. In Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on the wholesome things that are in God's word. And by you doing that, that's cultivating truth in your heart. And that truth will be lived out in you. But it needs to get into the depths of your heart. Because as it does that, it also cleanses your heart of corrupt things that have been in it. Maybe it's a defeatist mindset. Maybe it's self-defeating thoughts. Maybe it's thoughts of fear, thoughts of inadequacy. As you let God's word get in, you don't have to focus on trying to get those unwholesome influences out. But you let that wholesome, godly influence of God's word get in deeper and deeper. It will drive out those corrupt elements, those corrupt influences. But you got to make it a priority. Avoid ungodly influences, but give much thought to what it says in God's word. Yield yourself in service to God. Make sure you're being a living sacrifice. It can be inconvenient at times serving the Lord. It can be inconvenient to do what God has called you to do according to his word, but it's worth it. We are to put into practice what we've learned. It's not enough just to hear it. We got to do it. Know the word and apply the word. Remain faithful and you will receive God's best in your life because you will grow strong in the Lord. I'm going to say that one more time. I want to get this deep into the depths of your heart. Remain faithful and you will receive God's best in your life because you will grow strong in the Lord. In prayer, Father God, we magnify and praise your name. Lord, we come boldly for your throne of grace. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, who's all sufficient, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Forgive us, Father, for the ways we've messed up. We don't always get it right. Sometimes we can get caught up in ourselves and are led astray by our own flesh, that sinful nature that can deceive us. But Lord, you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So conform us into the image of Christ that we may do the works of Christ. Help us to be transformed by your truth. Thank you, Father, for your many blessings. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we just learn from your word how your word empowers us to grow. It's what we need to cultivate our spiritual growth, to mature, to get in position to receive the best you have for our life. And above all, thank you for loving us so much. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross to pay for our sins, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of your grace. Father God, help us, Father, to prioritize our spiritual growth, to get engaged in that process, Lord God. It's not something you will force upon us. It's a choice we have to do. Lord, you're working in us, Father. Help us, Father, to do our part. And we know that you will do your part as well. Lord, it can be difficult at times. There's so many distractions, so many things going on, so many things to do. But Lord, we make sure that one of the main things we do throughout our day in our life is to make your word a priority, to see it as essential as it is our food for our natural body. And we see your word as essential for our spiritual body, Lord God. Help us, Father, to be careful what influences us, Lord God. But help us to give thought, much thought to what it says in your word. Help us, Father, to make sure we're using our bodies in a way that glorifies you, not giving them over to sin, but submitting them continually, daily in service to you, Father, because that's how we express our love to you, Father, by keeping your commands. Father, if there's anybody in here that's listening that they're not right with you, maybe they have yet to come to knowledge of the truth. They just listen to this out of it. Maybe they just listen to this out of curiosity, Lord God. I pray, Father, they'll come to repentance and realize the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. May your hand be upon us. Keep us from evil, so not cause us pain. May our strength equal our days, and may our days be long and prosperous. Now let the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Light Post Podcast, a ministry of the Guiding Light Church. For more messages and resources, connect with us online at guidinglight.org, Guiding Light Church on Facebook, or Guiding Light Church TV on YouTube.